Eight Ingredients, Travel Portrait, Number 10. A convenient lunch. With much consternation, I drove south to return to the rest stop convenience store and Indian restaurant. I went for the sole purpose to get photographs as proof that I wasn't kidding. When I entered the convenience store, I immediately went to the restaurant buffet. The plan was to take a picture of the lunch. The buffet consisted of curry chicken, tandoori chicken, kofta, mixed vegetables, rice, and paneer. As I surveyed the buffet, I peripherally noticed some items on the shelves I passed. "Wait a minute," I said to myself. I turned around and went to the cashier who had previously given me directions to Santa Fe. This time, I asked him for a basket. I was ready to shop. What I came across was not only a convenience store, not only an Indian restaurant, but also a bazaar of Indian ingredients. Not missing this opportunity of unfettered access and convenience, I was able to peruse the authentics on the shelf as if I were shopping for the perfect snack. This was too casual. I found spices and products that I can't wait to try to cook and taste. I spent half an hour or so in glee before eating lunch in delight. Once the basket was full, I turned to the buffet, filling the tin to the top, smushing the cardboard lid down so I could seal the platter. "What, no naan?" asked the cashier, suppressing his Hispanic accent. I huffed and went back to complete the buffet meal, then finalized the credit card-sized purchase. I got into the rental and drove over to a roadside flea market where the competitively priced selection consisted primarily of firewood and slabs of adobe quarry. I ate ingredients that tasted really, really, really good. Ken, Ed, Daddy. For your convenience, this audio and pictures are available in print. Feel free to exercise thought by sending me an email. My email address is ed@eatingredients.com. Thanks for taking the time to visit eatingredients.com. Eat ingredients, so try to make them taste really good. Copyright 2007 by Edward K. Brown II. All rights reserved.